corner. Let's talk about it.
Blog Talk Radio.
The museum. Peace trigger words, you already. Others will disrespect us as long as we keep disrespecting ourselves. Absolutely. Yeah, everything is good, Mac. Yo, I'm going to holler at you, too. I'm going to holler at you. I'm chilling, still vibing. Sao Paulo, Brazil. Oh, my nigga in Brazil, salute, man. Salute. I'm good, Susan. How you doing, sweetheart? Peace, everybody. I hope everybody have a great day. No doubt, live long. I hope everybody have a blessed weekend, a safe weekend. All that good stuff, man. All that. All that good stuff, man. Number love, man. All right. So I would like to know what anybody has to say about this. I just found out. All right. Let me go to my thing. So I just heard that. It said that Wendy Williams is hospitalized for 2 blood transfusions after being found unresponsive. Brother, the other day, she was just, what was it the other day? It was something, she was just good the other day. Oh, no, she went back into rehab. That was like 2 days ago. I hope everything is good with Wendy Williams, man. But substance abuse is the hell of a drug. I wanted to talk about, because I'm looking at it now, the Black Mermaid. Let's stick on that for a second. I don't know what the fuck that was. Is that here? Hold on. I gotta see myself real quick. What the fuck was that? Excuse me. I don't know what the fuck that was. Anyway, let's. Yeah, I guess so. But I hope everything is all right, man. Substance abuse and all that stuff is definitely effed up. Let's stick here for a second, right? After Wendy talked about getting the 19? Oh. Let me talk about the mermaid real quick, right? I'm in a good space, so I'm going to try. You know, I usually get hyped and stuff. I'm trying to change. Trust me, I'm trying to change, and I have to. I'm gonna have my moments, but I'm gonna try not today. But I would just say, there was something that I saw about what was the name of that book? Because I never heard of it. It was an author who was talking about a black mermaid. Do anybody have that quote of that book? Let me go to Charlemagne the God. I want to play that. Maybe some of y'all know. I did not know because I know everything. I really don't. If I don't know it, I'm going to tell you. Hold on. I probably already put it in there already. But let me see. Let me see something real quick. Got me scratching my stuff. You talking about some? Wait, hold on.
So we just had a major tragedy earlier in the week with PNB Rock. Rest in peace to him.
Are you talking about when he's talking with Charlamagne Tha God about Fat Joe talking about that that we the same type shit? I don't know, but let me share my screen real quick. I think, is this it?
Let's talk about.
Yeah, that's it. Hold on, let me share my screen real quick, y'all. Matter of fact, let me play the audio. Let me do that because I gotta chill out. Or YouTube be on some next level shit, for real.
Let's talk about
just
shallow
it,
waters
please.
And the meaning even of the title. Yeah. So, well, shallow waters is about Nemea. And what's funny is that when I was telling Charlemagne about the book, you know, he had already read the book, and I was like, do you know who Nemea is? And he's like, I've never heard of her. And I was like, I bet you have. And I was like, you remember the poem from Love Jones?
Yep.
And he started reciting the poem, and then he was like, oh. Are you Yemeya?
Yeah.
Hell no, you must be Oshun. And I was like, it's like we've been saying
Yemeya.
Her name this whole time, you know, like in our culture.
Mm-hmm.
And so many of us don't know who she is. And so Yemeya was said to be a black mermaid who watched over our ancestors as we went over the Middle Passage.
Right.
She said, so after all the Africans y'all threw in the ocean, y'all surprised the mermaid is black?
Right. Hopefully y'all can hear that. I can't see the chat or anything right now, but hopefully y'all heard that. So after all the Africans y'all threw in the ocean, y'all surprised a mermaid is black. Did y'all hear that? Did anybody ever read The Shallow Waters? Did y'all hear that audio? Somebody press one or something so I know, please. I'll say this. Oh, okay. Mike, I'm going to say thank you. NOYB, thank you. And Susan, appreciate you, the donation. Y'all didn't hear the audio? No? You didn't hear? Well, Triple A Gift, you didn't hear it, right? Oh, y'all heard? All right, thank y'all for pressing one. Thank you. All right. Okay. I never read it. Got to check it out. I want to say this, please. God, forgive me if I do. All right? So y'all can make... I feel my fucking trying not to curse too. Y'all don't understand. I feel my heart like beating a little fast. Right, y'all know I'm kind of special. So, but how can y'all make these Egyptian movies? What was that shit? Whatever the name is. Hold on, Mia. What's up? Something of the gods or whatever. I did a reaction video to that when it first came out, and it went viral. I got like close to 200,000 views within a week. This is my old channel. Oh my God, old channel. Gods of Egypt, Mansa, goddamn Musa. Gods of Egypt. Y'all can change the color of Jesus in the book. Y'all can literally change the color where it says the eyes are fiery red, woolly hair. Well, I ain't got none. I was about to do this. I forgot I ain't got none. Or, hey, this is woolly. Because I damn sure ain't got none of it. I forgot. All of the characters, all of the prophets, and most importantly, Jesus. Even the Egyptian pharaohs or Kemetic pharaohs, you can whitewash the biblical son, the son of the Father Creator, whether anyone believes in it or not. That is not, I'm not here to deter you or run you away. Whatever you believe in, God is God, whatever name you want to call him, and praise God and all that good stuff, right? But y'all can literally change the color of Jesus when it tells you his skin is look like it was burnt in the furnace, color of brass, as if it was burnt in a furnace. And want to deter or try to separate, not from Egypt, but the Middle East. Like the Grandmaster says, John Henry Clark, what is Middle East? You know, come up with their own categoric ways of separating things because they are not a part of. You can change the face of Jesus Christ, family. You understand what I'm saying? And get mad that a mermaid is black? All the damn black people that was lost during the middle passage, you don't think a mermaid could be white? I mean, could be black. And we was here. I was going to write down some bullet points on this, but I'm going to really be PC a little bit, because that is the ignorance of people, the ignorance of importance, the audacity to, this is what I said, it's 1.5 dislikes on Twitter or whatever it is of the trailer. I seen the trailer. I mean the trailer with the little girls, black girls' reaction. Priceless. And you see how one of the girls had her mouth open the whole time, shocked the whole time. I remember watching The Little Mermaid, The Little Crab and shit like that. I like The Little Crab. You know, the pictures that they have, the China, it's funny, but it's very disrespectful. Like, what is done with, what's her name? Hallie, real name is? Barry? Huh? She's going to go down in history just for that. For that alone, that's already legendary. It's already groundbreaking. And they don't understand. Here's the thing. I'm sorry. I might be all over the place. Here's the thing. They know this is going to be groundbreaking because it was groundbreaking for them. When Ariel was their color, when He-Man was their color, when Superman was their color, everything, like everything. I'm trying to be calm, too, rather you believe it or not. Everything that they had in school, television, cartoons, they knew the importance of the representation of their people. They know that representation and them being the forefront of it, how powerful it is, how infectious it is, how empowering, inspiring it can be for the kids watching it. Why you think the doll test was implemented? Because everything that they see is that. I mean, rightfully so, because if you are in control of these things, especially if you don't like people who was blessed with melanin, I may add, you want to keep that perception there, that you're bigger and holy and worthy than anyone else. I get it, but now diversity, time has changed, time has evolved. And it's really what it is that they feel like they're losing their power. They are no longer important because in the real life, because the mermaid is fictional. That's one. Number two, without TV, without movies, without cartoons, without certain things, when you go outside in the real world, and y'all should know I'm being calm right now. Y'all are not important outside. You know? You're obsolete, non-important, ignored. At least I make sure of those things. This is not hate speech. This is reality. So they looking at, and plus they are losing in numbers, so they no longer feel important. Do y'all agree? Can I get a check? Can I get an amen? Do y'all agree? Because that's, they trying to keep their importance when they holding on to the last dream. You know, if we are the alpha and omega, the prototype of human life, without us, it would be no them. How can you be the first of anything? How can you be the first of anything? That's why I say their existence is built off people's material, off of stolen material. It really is. The whole existence is built off stolen material, whether it's math, whether it's masonry, whether it's alchemy, whether it's inventions, whether it's any and everything. It is based off stolen material. It really is. So they have to keep up the lie, the perception to feel important. Put me or put you physically next to one, you can automatically see the prototype of masculinity built, physique, structure, all of the above. There's no pun intended. This is DNA. This is genetically. This is from right there. You know, so it's only an inferiority complex. That's exactly what it is. And they're going crazy off of a mythical character at that. Mythical is not even real. It's made up. That's the level of feeble thinking, feeble-minded thinking. That's how low you can go. Like, man, when they both had they exes come and shit, they was at the bar. And she was like, how low can you go with this shit? Mom was trying to get under there and shit. You know, how low can you go? How low can you go, family? It's all good. You have to understand something. As I close on this subject, because I don't want to stay on here. I really don't want to stay on this subject. How can I put it? It's hard to sum it up without being harsh, man. Cause y'all know I don't give a, I don't care. They just holding on to the little bit that they got left. That's all. That's the best way I can. They holding on to the little bit that they have left. The little bit that they have left. I'm sorry, Dylan. Now I'm not. I am gonna dye my beard. Not now though. But it's all good. I'm embracing it, man. I'm embracing it. I'm embracing it, baby. I'm embracing it. But I do want to get. I'm gonna put my magic ink on there. But I gotta get off black, not black, black. You know what I'm saying? You know that I put something on. I gotta get the off black so it looks a little natural. I don't wanna get the all black. You know what I'm saying? But it's all good. Hey, Mr. Moose, I'm not even gonna touch on that, but you could almost probably be absolutely correct. If we had our own stories created for us or written by us, then we would not have to make remakes of, that's right, Disney movies. Just like the Princess and the Frog movie. And even crazy on that. And that's what I'm saying. We have to, there's a dude. It was on my old Instagram. We do have our things. It's always the glass center. And here's the thing again about our people. Excuse me. Sorry. Ms. Drew, I see you, queen. What's up, sweetheart? Salute to my nigga Bamboos. We have to start supporting each other when we have stuff like that. There's a dude who have a children's book, cartoon about Kemet. And the shit is fire. The martial arts, like all that. It's crazy. I even donated. This was probably 2 years ago, 3 years ago. Bro, I spent like $50. They may not know it because we never like corresponded, but they needed help because they was, you know, when they seen what it was about, they went to some production or whatever, like to get, you know, like to put it as a cartoon or not A&E, but whatever, they was giving them a hard time. Even right now, I just said $50, man. Like, fuck that, man. Take that. I forgot the name of it. Black Sands Trigger Woods. God damn it. That's what I'm talking about. I'm trying to stay calm and you know, I'm trying to change. Okay? For real, Black Sands family. It's called Black Sands. Black Sands. Check it out. It is fire, man. And they are literally giving that man or those men a hard time. We have our own. We have to support. It's been a long time, but at least I did donate. I sent $50. I had like probably 200. I said, fuck it. I sent them 50 off the rip, you know? And plus, I was really, like I said, I still have that Pan-Africanism and it's still here. And, you know, I still rep Kemet as well. I believe in God as well, Jesus, Jehovah, God, period, everything. So I was really into that right then. I'm like, yo, here, take that, man. I remember when they needed voiceovers. I wanted to do the voiceover. I sent emails. I sent whatever. I'm like, send the script. I would do the voice. They were looking for voiceovers. Trigger Williams, you know I ain't lying. You know they was looking for people to do voiceovers, all types of shit. They needed help. I was trying to help myself. But they still look like I haven't looked at it in a long time. But I feel like they still got some stuff going on. Dr. What's her name? She used to be on some other shit. She had her own book. Shorty from Baltimore. The girl with the dreads. What's her name? I know y'all gonna say the name. The Yaya. What's the girl name? That's why I love y'all. If I fall off the track, y'all pick it up, pick it up, pick it up. Dr. Ma'at, she got the children's book popping. Salute to Dr. Ma'at. Did we speak before? Did I have her on a show before? I think we, I'm not sure. I think we corresponded before. Because I was heavy on Sinetta. But shout out to Dr. Ma, she got a children's book. Support. We don't be supporting like that. She has it in schools. Salute to Dr. Ma, son. Todd 3, salute to you too, man. Thank you for your donation, family. Appreciate it. Whoopi Goldberg, what? Her eyebrows? She ain't got none. Shauna who? The creator was even on Shark Tank promoting the cartoon. World Trigger? And what happened? Evidently nothing. They passed on it, right? Wow. World, that's crazy. You talking about the Black Sands, right? Let me see if anybody called. Does anybody want to call in? All right. We got Uncle. I think that's Uncle Charles. I miss my Uncle Charles, y'all. What's up?
What's up, Mike?
What's going on, brother?
Let me say this to the black brothers and sisters, king and queens out here. Let me tell y'all something, man. We don't need to get involved with white niggas, dude. Let me tell you something, man. Let me tell you something. I don't give a damn about no mermaid. I don't give a damn about no princess in the fall. Nigga, what I'm worried about is that goddamn tilapia I got in that freezer now with a bowl of salad and a nice glass of wine. That's what I'm worried about. See, you have to understand the way white folks work. Understand it. When they got things, see, when we do stuff, it's a problem. But when they do stuff like the arms, Dorothy, I think I'm home. And they do Star Wars. That's white folks shit. Target. That's white folks shit. I want to see a nigga make a store called Bang Bang. And see what these crackers have enough goddamn problems with that. I can tell you that right now. Let me tell you something. Black folks, stop. See, this is what's making me mad. When white folks doing shit, niggas want to do it too. Now, let me tell you something. When they doing stupid shit, you have to let them do it. They have to goddamn wait. Let me tell you something. They had serial killers. What was a serial killer? An average white man from 30 to 55. But leave it to niggas. We can't let you kill people by yourself. We got to become serial killers too. The Grim Reaper, the Grim Sleeper, the goddamn Atlanta child murderer. Then he had this nigga called the Taco Bell serial killer. You go get your soft taco, a Mexican pizza, and a hand around your goddamn throat. You can't make this stuff up. Let me tell you something. When you mess with white folks' stuff, it's different. They don't want you messing with their things. See, and this is what I try to explain to my black family, 12 years a slave. What was that black dude doing? Kipping his hat to white people. How you doing, ma'am? Great day. And then he got with them two white guys at that goddamn dinner table. Remember this, black folks. When white folks ask you more than one question, they're trying to lock you up or eat you. This nigga didn't get the memo. And what happened? This nigga ended up buck naked in a dungeon, slithered down his honey mustard sauce. You can tell niggas, nigga, what worry about what they do and we worry about what we do. Let me tell you something, man. Did you see how they found that nigga when he killed that white woman down in Memphis? See, I couldn't find he had five branches of goddamn police. And they found that nigga. But let it be Taisha. She'll be up in that goddamn abandoned house up there for 7 days. Nobody can go about up there get her. And the community complained about the smell. It's stinking up there in the house up there. And the only reason the police did something, because the smell made it all the way to the police department. Well, we got to go on up here because, goddamn, we can't even do paperwork because this goddamn smell is so bad. See, let me tell you something, man. It's what it is. It ain't what it's supposed to be. Let white people, I hear this same damn thing. Look at this damn movie, The Woman King. She gets to kill niggas. Here's the king in a goddamn robe. He's going to be killing niggas. But yet, the black woman got the sword and killing niggas, and then she gets to sleep with a white man at the end of the day. You can't make this stuff up. And then, all of a sudden, they had a goddamn movie back in the day called Throw Mama from a Train. Now, I love my mama, but we the same, and we don't get along sometimes. But I don't want to throw her ass from a damn train. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. White folks in their movies. Stop. Let white folks do what they do. When they clean up, you don't. Well, let me tell you something. They do this rock climbing. You know, they be whistling. No, but what do a nigga do? I can't let you rock climb by your damn self. And then all of a sudden you get up there and your ass falls. Now you dead. Now they ain't going to look for your black ass. They're going to let you be out there stinking. But they don't care. Nobody wants you. This is how they do black Americans in this country. But I'll tell you who do want you. Them goddamn wolves and them goddamn buzzards. They care about you more than anybody because they come to eat you. This is what I'm talking about, man. White folks do what they want to do. And then they want you to involve into their foolishness. Now they up there. South Africa is having, not South Africa, but Jamaica is having 12 days of mourning for Great Britain. Right. The same place that colonized our people for centuries. Slaves and all that. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, Great Britain. You got all the diamonds. You got all the rubies. You need to add something else to it. Slavery, being a thief, and being a colonizer. Add that to your resume. This is what it is. It's what it's supposed to be. Let me tell you something in closing, Mike. Stop when white folks do stuff like this bungee jumping. Niggas wasn't bungee jumping, Mike. But these niggas, we going to bungee jump too. And this nigga did a bungee jump, hit a rock in the damn water, bust his head over to the white meat. This nigga got 140 stitches in his head, and the nigga can't eat nothing but some pudding because he don't know what a cheeseburger tastes like no more. He don't know what it tastes like no more because his ass ain't got no taste in his mouth. This is what it is. When white folks do shit, let them do it. And that's all I got to say, player.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Everything that you said, you was hitting. Let me just ask this question, because I didn't see the movie. So the movie with Viola Davis, who was a phenomenal actress, by the way, phenomenal, beautiful, chocolate black sister. She went through the fire for a lot of black women actresses. So salute to her, commend her. She on the cover of whatever it was. Salute to her, man, and all her accolades. Her as the warrior, I know she was portraying a certain Ashanti queen ruler, something like that, if I'm not mistaken, right? I just forgot the original name of the character she's playing. So you telling me she, in that movie, son, at the end, wound up sleeping with somebody that doesn't have melanin?
Well, one of the African warriors, I guess they wanted the taste of the vanilla chocolate, and they partaked in it. So I know it's one of them scenes in there. But let me just say this, Mike.
Yeah.
Viola Davis. What I'm saying is, don't con black folks. Okay. When the white men went to the moon in the 70s, they never said what it took for them to get there. It was smart, brilliant black queens got them there.
Right. On
a receipt from show me the receipt that this was an African female warrior. What I'm saying is the image of it. The image of it that she's got to go and chill for the king. Why can't the king get up and kick some ass? No, he up there talking all crazy with Jericho. Nigga, I don't want to hear that. Nigga, pick up a sword, nigga. But you're going to let her do all the killing. I don't get it, man. Let me tell you something. I want to see receipts. I want to see receipts. Because they said, for all this time, they said Alex Haley wrote Roots. Alex Haley did not write Roots. A white boy wrote it. If Alex Haley wrote Roots, how come his family don't get royalties? How come his family don't get royalties? It's amazing he had the heart attack before he got on the plane. Well, imagine that. You won't be getting no royalties today. It's what it is. It ain't what it's supposed to be. I'm telling y'all that when it comes to white folks' stuff, they very protective of it. But when we create something, they want it, they take it, and they use it, and they make money. I'll show you what I know what I'm talking about. Let me explain something to you. Here it is that we had this president election. Everybody running down, Joe Biden. But do you know that each Democratic city in America are run down with crime, drugs, prostitution? But yet still, we go to the vote booth and we vote for these people. Let me tell you something. I'm going to vote for a man that's shaking somebody's hand that's not standing there. Or I'm going to vote for a man that says, thank you, Texas. Man, you an hour. What are you talking about, bro? There should be an age limit on the president. You should be able to be a president until you're 105 years old. Why would they have to go in there and shake your ass for 20 minutes to see if you're alive? Why would they have to do that? He was in there giving a call of lobster. They said, man, hold up. Hell up and let him get that call of lobster because we don't need Kamala Harris taking over. And that's another one. Kamala Harris, the chameleon. She adjusts to her environment. She locked up more niggas out there in Oakland out there that niggas is alive. She knows she got to the White House. This is what she did. She rolled with the black folks. You know, when she round our people, saw Rob. But when she get round the white folks, hey, Tom, hey, Bill, hey, Bob. It's what it is. She's a chameleon. This is what she does. And she locked up. Imagine her being president. She locked up all them niggas out there. She locked a nigga up for smoking a black and mild. Nigga, I don't want no black and mild. Hey, if she become president, nigga, I smoked a black and mild nigga I was up for 3 days. I don't want that shit in my mouth no more. But I'm telling you, she'll lock every last nigga up in this country. And then, if your child didn't go to school, they put a warrant on your ass. What if one of the parents was sick or the other parent lost their job? But that's all I got to say, man, because I know you got to keep on going with the show, but I appreciate you, bro.
Hey, man, definitely appreciate you, man. I miss my Uncle Charles, y'all. Peace, King. Yes, sir. I got to let that one sink in. And do you see that they dropped off all the immigrants in front of Kamala Harris's home? And Nick, let me go right to it. All right, let me save this. Hold on. Let me save that.
Well, we just had a major tragedy earlier.
With Fat Joe. We gonna go to that. Hold on. Yeah, I'm getting pretty cold. And, y'all, I really appreciate you for showing love today to the platform. Definitely appreciate it. Oh, sorry. Apologize for that. Now, check this out. And let me put the number in. I haven't put the number in yet, so I definitely want some calls. What the hell is going on today? Let me put the number in. What? Put that right there. Share my screen. Okay.
Breaking news for you. This is a busy morning already. We are going live to pictures from Washington, D.C. And the latest report is that there have been immigrants by bus dropped off at Vice President Kamala Harris's residence. This is just outside her home. You can see from these pictures dozens, I would say more than 100. I don't know if there are multiple hundreds of people outside on the lawn there, but not a small number of people outside, not the White House, but Vice President Harris's home address. You are looking live in Washington, D.C. This is the latest breaking news, potentially another contention between Governor Greg Abbott of Texas and the northeastern cities that he has deemed a home for those who have crossed illegally into the country, getting the attention of the federal government. That's what he says his intentions are, to make sure that they know exactly what border towns along our border with Mexico are actually dealing with. The inundation of people, a lack of resources. Washington, D.C.'s Mayor Muriel Bowser has now asked for the federal government to step in. They have not taken any action yet, but Mitch, this is certainly the sight to see, all of these people just standing around on the front yard of the Vice President of the United States.
In Washington.
Say that one more time. Breaking news for...
I'm going to say this. All right. Wait, off topic. Don't change the topic, y'all. But maybe in the next live, someone can explain this Caribbean not wanting Nigerian Afrobeats being played at Carnival. They're being divisive. We'll talk about that. That's rude to drop them off. That's really effed up what they did by dropping them off on her lawn. And what you think that's for? Is because a lot of them do not agree with that immigration law. Here's the thing. Us as Black Americans, and I will also, I have to be honest, and this is not to exclude anybody. We have to understand the situation at hand. People, Black Americans, for those who may not be FBA, I need y'all to understand something. When I say this, for their agenda, the government and the shadow people or whatever, for their agenda, 9 times out of 10, you are not the threat that they are looking for. So you're not a part of what's going on with FBA, especially by those standards, because a lot of y'all and others, I'm not just talking about West Indians, I'm talking about everyone else, the Latins and all that stuff, right? We already spoke about this before. Y'all have an ethnic group where it's separate. Y'all deal with y'all own. We all infuse, collaborate, talk, have fun with. That's the norm, but it's totally different culturally. Y'all see things different from what we have. What we see so far as the immigration and the influx of immigrants, and especially more Latin immigrants, the Mexicans and stuff like that, the shit that you just saw, that is to undermine the hard working class of Black Americans and to suppress us down from the workforce. That's why we have to become entrepreneurs in a sort of way, because they know that we make sure that we ask for what we are deserved. We didn't just come here. We're not just taking what you just going to give. We have to get what is earned, what you deserve, what my resume says, and so forth and so on. So, again, immigration was really used against us. It really is. So this is, to me, this is our problem. I don't think anybody that's an immigrant that comes from anywhere, whether you're West Indian or you from Latin or you Caucasian, that is not specifically for you. Y'all don't have anything to worry about. Black Americans is the footstool. We the ones that have to worry about this. So I need y'all to understand that. We are the threat. Y'all have nothing to do with this. You are a part of their agenda, family. Whether you like it or not, whether you're happy with it. Sometimes people don't want to be on the... People want to go for the underdog only if it's movies. We are the underdogs. Is anybody rooting for the underdog? In reality, not football, not movies, fictitious characters. This is real life. Are y'all going for the underdog? Because we're the underdog. The last shall be first, and the first shall be last. That's all I can say. God willing, but God is going to handle everything that it needs to handle. Everything is happening in due time. But this, what we see, is serious. So I would say a lot of people may not agree with the influx of them bringing them in. You know, all the stuff that goes on out there, and they talk about black or black crime, and I'm going to say this respectfully, how they be murdering and killing and the cartels and stuff that's over there, they cutting off. There's a video I seen on Facebook long time ago, maybe 5 years ago. Some of y'all may remember this video. They literally was murdering a father, I think the mother or whatever. Like, they already killed them. They was gutting them. And I don't know how old the son was, but I know they cut the son, they cut the son, the father's heart out, took it out his chest, and then stabbed him with a knife, and then got his baby boy. Like, he was less than 7 years old, less than 6 years old, and started gutting him. Like, it was bloody, like, crazy. That shit was horrific. Like, that shit played in my mind for a few days after that. Cutting people's heads off with chainsaws. Y'all seen that? I seen it. And it was all ladies. It was all mothers in the grass. Carson got machine guns. One nigga had a goddamn chainsaw. It's cutting the ladies' heads off, family. So they convinced the world that we are the threat. Not saying that they are, but let's just make this fair. Who are you bringing in here without doing any background checks? Some of these people with no color, and I say that respectfully, because we're colored. So what that makes you? A person with no color, right? No pun intended. So the ones that don't have any color, some of them is mad about that stuff too. Let's drop them off on her lawn and let her take care of this. Everybody is not for the agenda. Everybody is not for the agenda. A lot of people with no color is not for the agenda that they're trying to push. So salute to those with no color that is against the bullshit that they're doing. Because only it does, it undermines the hard worker that's been here, that has the skills, but the work and the history that they put in deserve that right amount of money, the shit that you deserve. That's what I'm talking about. It's not like, hey, well, shit, my ancestors fought this ancestor. No, I want $21 an hour. That's ignorant talk. That's not what I'm talking about when I talk about what we deserve. It's what we work for and those job descriptions, those qualifications, all of those things qualify for that type of amount of money. So they're going to have that's why a lot of the businesses, the factories shut down and they went overseas. Because it's what? Cheaper. Cheap labor. So, hey, we got something next door. Let's bring them all in. And it will work for cheap. It undermines, to save money. All of them is leeches in those offices, man. The blue ties and the red ties. All the same. Both wings is on the same bird. flying in the same direction. And I'm done with that. All right, let me go to 609. Hopefully you're not one of those, but God bless you anyway. Area code 609, what's popping? We got Jersey in the building.
Yo, this Trigger Woods, bro. Was good with you.
And I was actually going to say that. I swear to God, I was going to say this. Trigger, word is wrong. Trigger, what's good, my G?
Was good, bro. I'm gonna keep it short. I want to touch on your intro, how positive you're pushing the positivity and all that. I just want to share a quick story. Whereas I lost my mother, my grandmother, my grandfather in a matter of 2 years. Starting in 2018, my mother passed the day before my birthday, right? Whatever. Mm-hmm. Not whatever, but loved ones, but it was a whole thing leading up to that. So then her stepfather always had, he'd been like in her life since before I was born. My stepfather always had what he called a study, one of the bedrooms in that house. It was a study. And so when I started doing research and all that, one of the books that I named was The Black Man of the Nile and His Family by Dr. Ben, right?
Mm.
So then I think it was like one of the times I was there, probably like, it wasn't a repast, but it was like a dinner that we had in memory of my mother. And he was like, what book did you want? And I was like, I mean, The Black Man of the Nile and His Family by Dr. Ben. He said, just pick whatever book you want out of my library and grab it. Boom, I grab it, right? Not even thinking, I pack it up when me and my family, me and my wife and the kids go home. I open the book up, bro. It's signed by Dr. Ben. And it's like a picture of him. So it was like, when it comes down to it, and like you said, not shitting on any religion or nothing like that, but we're spiritual people. And in my growth, it's become be righteous. You got to be righteous. You feel me? We have to live righteous. I don't care what religion you adhere to. Just live righteous. Just do right. You know what's right. You know what I'm saying? The second thing I wanted to touch on was Uncle Charlie's funny. What I want to touch on was when he said something about Jamaica mourning the Queen of England's death and all that. Mm-hmm. And like, bro, they've been dominating the world for how long? How long? And like, so you have places that
maybe long, they got hundreds
too
of
many
years.
Years.
Of a big crime.
Too many family. Years. And
yeah.
And what people don't understand, I'm from Jersey. I believe you're from New York. You know, so like, what people just need to realize, just think about etymology. I like to study of words, and like, it's in plain sight. New Jersey, there's an old Jersey somewhere in the UK, right? There's an old York somewhere in the UK. There's an old England, like old England, obviously, but like they've been dominating the world for years.
Oh,
I ain't more than nothing in that family.
It was called New Amsterdam, if I'm not mistaken.
New Amsterdam, right? They've been dominating all over the place, and it's like, I mean, I know a lot of people talk about reparations and things like that for, you know, since the slaves and things like that and all that. But it's like at that, now with the change, I'm quote-unquote changing the guard. Now you got King, I think, what's his name? Is it King Charles? What name did he choose? Because I just realized you could choose between names. When you got that position, you can pick what name you want. So then whatever happens, yeah, but it's just wild. I just want to say peace and love, though, to you, bro. I ain't talking in a minute. I ain't speaking in a minute. But, yeah, I just want to show, but just share some type of good energy, but also some knowledgeable energy. And bro, man, keep doing what you're doing. I know you get passionate and all that. We got high blood. Oh, I'm sorry. I got high blood pressure. Our people got high blood pressure. I don't need conniption on air. You feel me? But just stay true to who you are and keep doing your thing, bro. That's all.
Hey, man. Much love. Trigger Wood. Salute to you, King.
Peace. All right, bro. Salute.
Peace. Yeah, man. I'm trying to be positive now. I'm trying, but I know I'm going to have my moments, but I'm really on. I really feel good now. I'm really in a good space right now. I can't lie. I'm in a good space. So I got to keep that energy up because it attracts good energy. So I have to work on a lot of stuff that I have to work on. So again, I appreciate everybody for tuning in, man. So I'm going to try to stay on this wave. It's not easy, but goddamn it, I'm doing it. I'm gonna make sure I do it because it feels good. I'm not gonna lie. I don't understand the awakening has happened, and I feel beautiful about it. I'll just leave it there, you know. definitely a good thing. It was something that I saw, right? And I'm trying to look for it now. I'm going to go to PNB Rock. So let me see if anybody called. All right. I think I put it in my bookmarks. Yeah, here you go. Hold on. And I have some things to say because of what I said about PNB Rock as well. So I'm going to have to literally backpedal somewhat. Backpedal a little bit, and it's only right for me to do so. Oh shit, it's only right for me to do that. But before I do that, let's go here, which I don't believe, but I'm gonna have to pause it because he kind of scrolls. Remember what I showed y'all? What was that? Was I on yesterday? I don't think so. The day before, right? About the dude saying that hurry up, leave the money under the tire, like you know, people can really just create stuff. I'm not saying I believe this. I just want to say this is the crazy stuff that the links people will go through to get a click. I don't know. Let me blow it up, though. Let me blow it up. All right, look at this, man. It says, shaking my head, call me, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. All right, that's crazy. She really bugged out. I don't understand what she means by it went wrong.
I don't know what it was.
Shaking my head, no, that's crazy. It can only mean one thing. Did you ask her what that means? Yo, did you ask the lady what that mean? She won't say. She just keep crying, saying it's all her fault, and she should just left when they got the argument. I'm not feeling this, but I think
it's crazy.
It's more than what she's telling me. Well,
bruh,
I know what it is.
This shit out of control.
Man, that's effed up. Shaking my head. Can't believe this. For real. That's that whole slime. Please stay out of this. Don't make it worse. Just let the internet think what they want. I don't want her to get in trouble or get hurt, please. Swipe for real. Don't say nothing. Nah, I hate females like that, like her. Swipe, just chill, stay out of it. She just going to have to lie or to live with that in her heart. And but she shouldn't took it that far.
This shit crazy, bro. Like, I ain't got to watch these hoes, man.
So, I'm not, believe me, like I said, I'm not, it's crazy. That's why I said a safe haven. The internet is the safe haven for all types of people, all types of crazy people. When I'm not mistaken, with Ching's Drugs, God bless him, man. He was so dope, man. Rest in peace to Ching's Drugs. Ching's. Broken JFK album. Y'all go listen to that. Very, very, very dope album, man. God damn, Ching's Drugz. After he got bodied, weirdos came out and said that they killed him. Nipsey, weirdo, retarded looking dude. It's just people would do weird stuff, man, just for clickbait, just for likes. Even put themselves in life danger. Even to claim they murdered somebody just to be viral for a day and forgotten about tomorrow in 48 hours. But your life will be forever in danger because of that one thing that you wanted to do just to become viral. It really doesn't make sense. We have a lot of weirdos out there. So I play that to say what I just said. I don't believe it. But However, we may never know what really, really happened. But let me just say this too. When I said backpedal, I don't really mean backpedal like that. But I didn't look at it in its full spectrum of what happened. And what I mean by that is because, you know, of course, we know that is a different hood. And people are like, why would you even go there? That's the first thing. Like, why that one? Like, why that? Why that Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles? Like, why that one? I know I looked at the, I don't want to say the arrogance or playing a dangerous game, taking risk. And I understand that this is what you work for. However, the way, just because you come from the same place, you're gone, they still there. So your vision and their vision of a come up is totally different. You already came up. They trying to come up. They trying to put food on their table. You coming to eat or whatever, and you shining. So that was the risk that he took, and I still stand on it was a mistake on his behalf, and most mistake on his girlfriend behalf, because she should have foreseen it. Like, you know, what you there for? Y'all supposed to there to protect each other, man. I got your back, you got mine. If I'm slipping, baby, tell me, man. I may not listen, but force me to listen. Give me something to think about. You know? So, and vice versa. And vice versa, we have to be there for each other. So I say both of them made, they took a risk, and but they should never took. Fadjo said something last night. He didn't change my mind, by the way. It was other things that I saw, but why can't you go somewhere to eat? Why can't you wear the jewelry that you work hard to get? Why can't you go here? Why can't you drop a location? I get that. And there's an answer to that. Why? The answer is because there are people that don't have sense of understanding of themselves, and they mad at the world. They mad at themselves. So they're going to eat by any means necessary. So if that has something to do with you, you know this is the Lions Den, and you want to come over here on my side of town. I wasn't even thinking about you, homie. You pop up over here looking real good with them shines right there. That's looking like a meal right there. Like, I could, you know what I mean? I could pay that rent with that or whatever. Even though it was very senseless. It was fucking senseless. You know, I'll just say, like, our people, like, on some G stuff, like, our people is sad. We glorify the abnormal stuff in the community. Like, we really glorify the negative side of it's almost like it's a never ending story, not the movie, I'm just to say it's a never ending story on how we carry ourselves. We just my son says something like, why don't I just like stand down or practice love for 30 days, practice showing love for 30 days. See, give that energy off. You know what I'm saying? You know, and see how that works. Like, just try to, for the next 30 days, give off positive energy, a positive vibe. You know what I'm saying? Like, our people really need to wake up, though. In all reality, we talk about wanting to move forward. Everybody can't go. We can't save everybody. We can't save everybody. There's always going to be some negative person that don't get it. There's always going to be that one. There's some people that can't go. We'll have to leave them behind. You know, it's going to be a lot of those that you can't take with you, that can't go, and they don't get it. But how can we be effective with this stuff, man? That's the question I want to know. What, as much as corny as it sounds, when a person talk about getting our people together to do better, if we come together in numbers, we can move and shake a lot of stuff. We can really, we all can get this money, like for real. We really don't like working with each other. We really don't like working with each other. What is it? What is the answer? The answer has to be love and some kind of respect for one another, because if you killing somebody, they look just like you, nigga. That's like we in the same family tree. We the same family tree. So niggas that's living it, that's doing it at the moment, they looking at this, it will say that's corny shit, or dudes that wouldn't understand, or they not broad enough to be on that wavelength or whatever. It's not that hard to think like this. This is not a real higher learning of saying that we all need to get it together. It's not that high upper echelon way of thinking. It's very simple. It's a very simple thought. Do you want to die? No. Do you want to live to get gray hairs? Yeah. Do you want to live to see your grandkids grow, graduate this, that, and the third? They would answer the question, and those answers will be yes. Is killing each other in the street good for us? The answer is no. Only thing you have to do is try to change the mentality. This is an ongoing thing that our people really think is cool. It's not cool. It's not. Guru said it the best, just to get a rep. I understand it, but is it right? No, I understand it. Is that moving forward? No, I get it. Is it stopping us to grow as a people? Absolutely. It's like, I don't know if I could formulate the words better. It just don't make sense. You know what I'm saying? I can't help that I don't think ignorant like that anymore. You know, I can't help that. I evolved mentally. As I grew, I evolved. I can't help that that's what I've done. Some people may look like, oh, Channing. I'm like, Larry, it's not my fault that I evolved. Regardless if I'm still living in the projects or not, I was already mentally evolving living there. I live in the hood now. Okay? We have to mentally evolve at some point in our lifetime. We still got older dudes today. Shout out to my boy Casino. I'm going to holler at him. I love the quote, what he said. If a younger dude and an older dude is speaking the same language, who is teaching who? That's exactly what it is. Growing up, I had no positive role models. My role model was drug dealing. In the 90s, like, it was a big deal to sell drugs. And I went, and I remember I'm saying I sold drugs at 12. I was lying. I don't want to say I was lying, because my birthday is always at the end of the year, December 31st. So I will say 13, definitely 13. Definitely 13. From 13 and up, that's a fact. I want to be down with the Fila mom. I wanted everything Fila. Building 11, no names. It's popping. I want to be Fila mom. You know what I'm saying? Niggas wearing number Fila. Like, It was the shit. Tommy Hilfiger niggas knitted sweaters. Niggas is boosting, coming back to the hood with dope shit. You know what I'm saying? Iceberg and, you know what I mean? All types of shit. Like, that shit fascinated me, man. Nobody told me to finish school and you know, like on another path. The outside influence is a motherfucker, so I understand the mentality that people have. I get it. I swear to God, I do. I get it, family. But at what point, when are we going to mentally evolve? That's all I'm saying. Because we looking exactly how we looking. With the outside people looking at, we are looking like savages. I get it. I got to eat, son. I got to eat. Again, I get it. I get it. But at what some point, crazy. And, yo, it's really crazy, man. I could say some shit right now, but I really can't, and I won't. But it's dangerous out here. And, I don't know. I'll take some calls. Oh, we got some calls right here. Good. Brooklyn to Cali, hold on. All right, Montrese, what's popping, man?
I'm going to make it quick, man. You know, RIP P-Rock, man. I know a lot of people get tired of people saying this, but
yeah.
Where was his security at, man?
Absolutely.
That's the number one thing. You a high profile rapper. I feel bad. I didn't like the fact that I seen the video. I was trying to avoid it, but you know people, they posted it everywhere, man. That shit was on YouTube, bro. Like unedited. So, like just seeing that though. It hurts, man. That's not somebody I knew. That's not somebody I was related to, but it hurts because we keep seeing this, man. We keep seeing the same shit over and over again. I just want to know why he wasn't protected. If I'm a label owner and there are people that I sign to a label, it's also the label's responsibility to take care of their artists. Anytime your artists leave or go somewhere, they should have security, man. Like, where was your security, man? Security is the number one thing, man. Niggas, I mean, what you said was some powerful shit, man. The way that they think, I just feel like the shit ain't going to stop, bro. And people talking about his jury. It might have been deeper than that, man. It might not even have been about the jury. It's just when they see somebody like that, they're like, shit, I'm going to be that nigga in the hood. I'm going to be the one that everybody look at for killing this rapper. It's kind of like the movie Juice. How Tupac wanted the juice. Bishop wanted that juice.
Right.
Niggas want to be known for that. That's why niggas brag about. Even if whether they did it or not, people will believe that they did do it. So they want to be that dude, man. But that way of thinking is demonic, man. That's a demonic way of thinking. I mean, I just feel bad for his girl, his daughters. I feel bad for everybody in the family, man. Cause I mean, and he made some good music, man. I just I started listening to some of his music. He wasn't no gangster rapper for real, bro. He was just doing music. But I just hate that a lot of these rappers get gunned down because they ain't no security.
Right, absolutely. Absolutely, family. Absolutely.
Go ahead, Mike.
Well, no, that's it. I just hit up my boy Casino Roulette, see if he won't call in. All right, he said he about to call in now. All right, man, well, thank you. You know, I appreciate your call.
For sure, man. I appreciate you, Mike.
All right, no doubt. Peace.
Peace.
All right, I'm going to take these two calls, and then I'm going to take my boy Casino when he call in. Hold on, Mike. I got you. We got
three. Unmuted.
We got three. Woo-hoo, shit. Woo-hoo. Three, four, seven. What's up?
I just wanted to say, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Okay, so with the PNB Rock situation, maybe everybody's saying, like, where was his security, or if the girl picture did it, or whatever the case may be. Maybe, remember he did the interview, I guess it was like a couple of weeks before this happened, and he was describing the incident that happened since he'd been in Cali. To me, if he was in that type of area, maybe somebody made him feel comfortable like that. You know, with the checking in, maybe whoever was in that area that made him feel like he was good, he had a pass, was the person that put the word in, like, he out there. Because why would you feel that comfortable in somebody else's hood?
Right.
So maybe that's why. Maybe whoever he checked in with, or so-called checked in with, because I'm not from Cali, but Manchester, that's a known area. That's a real, like somebody was saying, oh, that hood, even niggas that's from Cali don't go over there. So if he was out there and the way he was talking and saying, oh, you know what I'm saying, he handled that situation like he ain't no punk or whatever, maybe somebody made him feel comfortable, and that's who put the word out, like, oh, he out there right now, because they made him feel safe.
Yeah. Hey, that and it's unfortunate. It's very unfortunate. What part of New York you from, love?
I'm from Brooklyn.
All right, say less. Well, thank you for calling in, man. I definitely appreciate you, love. Brooklyn love, you already.
All right.
Peace. All right, let me go to Brooklyn to Cali. Yo, Brooklyn to Cali, I got my boy Casino holding in on the line, man. Drop something real quick and then let me bring him on. But, you know, I appreciate you. Go ahead, King.
Oh, yeah. First of all, one love to everybody in the chat, man. But like I said earlier when you did this, I think a couple of days ago, arrogance got that man killed. I don't care how comfortable you think you are or who you think you are. The streets don't love nobody, and they'll show you every time. That's all I got to say, man. One love to y'all. Brooklyn to Cali.
You already know, man. Thank you for the donation as well. Appreciate you, bro. Peace.
Yes, sir.
All right. Shout out to everybody that showed up to the platform. Definitely appreciate it. All right. We got my boy, my boy Casino Roulette on the line. Was really good, King. Thank you for calling in, homie.
What's poppin', homie? How you do?
Hey, shit. Just chilling, brother. How's everything?
Man, God is great and the paper straight. You know what I'm talking about?
That's right. Let's talk about it.
Listen, brother, listen, man, I wanted to call in, man. Can you hear me good, man? Because I don't want the conversation to be, you know what I'm saying, messed up and that. I want everybody to hear me loud and clearly. So you can hear me good, brother?
Yes, sir. Let's get it.
Okay. All right. Check this out, man. Let's talk about this PNB situation. Now, I myself, I don't know what pair eyes people are looking through, but nowadays it seems as if we've become numb to, you know, murders. We've become numb to senseless violence. And it's just like soon as a brother fall, we talk about it for a few days and then on to the next.
Right.
My thing of it is like this, brother. I saw an interview on, you know, PNB, and he was talking to AK before he fell, right? And the brother said that his brother had got murked some time ago. And he said when that happened, he realized that it could happen to anybody. He said, and at that time, he became numb, so to speak. He said, and then from that point on, he had been strapped, and he would go to places that people say that he shouldn't go. He said that he would go, it would be him, his hammer, and his homeboy. You know what I'm saying? And he said that he even went up into Roddy Rich hood, and Roddy Rich looked at him like, bro, what is you doing in here like this by yourself, you and your mans? He said,
right.
They were just shocked. He said, but what really stuck out to me was that he said that from that point, they knew that he would, you know what I'm saying, go anywhere by himself. That right there was a red flag to me.
Right.
Then something else he said that really stood out to me, he said that what happened to him that he suddenly perished from had happened to him before. He said they had pressed him before, and he went back looking for the person who pressed him. You understand what I'm saying? So those two statements right there jumped out to me and was major red flags. You know, what we got to start realizing as black men is that our ego, our pride is what gets us killed most times. You know what I mean? And that brother had ego. That brother had pride to the point to where he felt like nobody was going to punk him. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got to stop feeling as if we are being punked when somebody say, don't come over here. We got to stop feeling like we being punked when somebody say, you shouldn't go over there. Because that might be the voice of reason. That might be that angel entertaining you for that moment, saving your life. You understand what I'm saying? Like, we got so much bravado in our culture to where we feel as if we are the king of every jungle. See, that's what people got to realize. Mufasa was only the king of his jungle. You understand what I'm saying? Back in the days when they had kings in several different kingdoms. It wasn't just one king. So saying that to say, we got to stop being so egotistical and so masculine to the point to where we can't sit back and observe what's really happening in front of our eyes. We've gotten to the point to where we can't see past our nose anymore, bro. You know what I mean? And the men of our culture is no longer the voice of reason. You know what I'm saying? Like the elders, we don't have no more elders to where youngsters is looking up and saying, okay, he said don't do that, I'm not going to do it. Man, we got renegades out here, bro. We got people running reckless out here.
Right.
So if we got renegades and people running reckless out here, that means that it's lawlessness. That means people doing whatever they want to do and not listening to nobody. So if it's like that, bro, what we got to start doing is protecting our own. We got to start telling our kids, telling our wives, you know what I mean? Like, hey, this is what we're going to do to protect us. Because once it starts at home, it spreads out into society. See, we got to get back to talking to the family. We got to sit the cell phones down and start talking to our kids again. Start talking to our loved ones and saying, before they walk out that door, I love you. Because that might be the last time you were able to say it. You know what I mean? Like, we got to get back to what we're missing, bro. And what we are missing is God. When we got on this demon time, look at what's been happening ever since. Now it's time for us to start back giving God his flowers. Because if not, somebody's going to be putting flowers on top of us.
That's a fact. That's a fact. Definitely.
Hey, bro, one thing for sure, two things for certain at the end of the day, you only get one life. We only get one shot at this thing called life, bro. And we got to make it our best shot. You know what I'm saying? Now, that brother, he left a mark. He left a mark because he left music.
Mm-hmm.
But the shame of that is, his family won't reap the benefits from none of that music. Because PNB lost his deal before he died. Atlantic dropped him and several other artists. But what they did was retain their masters. So he didn't leave with his music. Anything and everything that he recorded for that label is the label's. So everybody going to streaming his music thinking that they showing his family love, they not. If he had something that was dropped during his independency, then that might be showing the family love. But who's to know what it is? Because according to DJ Academic, he was in his infancy stages of this independent game. He was coming to Academic asking Academic how it works. What should he do? How should he do it? And Ak said that he was going to work with him. But that was then, and this is now.
Let me ask this then. Because I was actually going to say, because they said that that he kept his masters and the money from his masters is going to go straight to his kids. So I think you already answered that, but what's your thoughts on that?
That's BS because I just said it. He was signed to Atlantic. Anybody that knows anything about this music business, when you're signed to a record label, anything and everything concerning that artist is owned by the record label, all the way down to their social media, bro. So saying that to say, they dropped him, NBA Youngboy, and a couple of more artists for the fact, I mean, Kodak Black and a couple of more artists for the fact of they didn't want to pay more millions of dollars to legacy artists. See, what's going on right now in the music industry is that a lot of these record companies are dropping their legendary artists because they see how fast these independent artists is creating and distributing music. So what they are willing to do now, instead of giving this big-time artist $40 million, they'd rather take that $40 million and split it up between 40 different artists and give them all $1 million. Because these independent artists, they'll settle for that $1 million. So if I take that $40 that I was going to spend on one, and then I go get 40 more artists, I'm guaranteed to hit the jackpot out of at least five of these 40 artists. You understand what I'm saying? So now that $40 million that I spent on these 40 artists, if five of these artists blow and make back $20 million, then I just made $100 million off that 40. You see what I'm saying? See, this is the business that we are in, and people got to understand how they are playing this game. See, those on the inside those on the inside is mad looking out, and those on the outside is mad looking in, but don't know that them being on the outside is so much more freedom than being on the inside. So going back to what I was saying about PNB, yeah, he was signed to Atlantic. Anything and everything that they signed him for, if they signed him for a 3-album deal, then he didn't accomplish that. If they signed him for a 5-album deal, then he didn't accomplish that. Anytime that they were signing those artists around the time that they signed him, they signed for at least 3 to 5 albums. But if you had if you was popping, they signed you to at least 7 albums. And when we break down that number, you look at it and say the first album is when they are really hungry, so they're gonna give it all that they got. The second album is the follow up, and they trying to shake that what they say sophomore jinx or whatever. The third one is when they, you know what I'm saying, and they stride, and the record label know by that third album, you know, they fans done grew up and possibly done grew past them. So that fourth album that come up, they scraping the bottom then. And then that fifth one that comes out, that's usually the greatest hits album. You understand what I'm saying? Because most artists in between that time, they dropping mixtapes, they dropping singles, they doing all this and that. And they, you know what I'm saying, feeding their fans, but at the same time, their fans is growing up and they aging with them. And most fans, when they grow up and age with the artist, they usually age past the artist because that artist sometimes gets stuck in that mode that made them famous, trying to recapture that energy. So saying all that to say, when that brother passed, he didn't fulfill the obligations of the contract that he signed, and the label didn't re-sign him. They dropped him, so he was in his infancy stages of that independency. So saying that to say, that music he left behind is owned by the record label, not by his family.
Coming from somebody who knows.
That's the music business, bro.
Mm-hmm.
No, I was just saying, that's the music business, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is why I'm so, you know, in tune with what's going on. And most people don't know what's going on because this music industry is a whole different beast, bro. Whole different beast.
Right. Mm-mm-mm-mm. So.
But in summary, bro, in summary, PNB, regardless of what he died for, because most people say that he died because he didn't want to give it up, but nonetheless, he died senselessly, you know, behind something that could have been replaced. Now we are mourning a brother who would never be replaced. So, you know, we gotta do better, man. We gotta find a happy medium in this new purge society, man. Like, it seems like nobody cares, and in reality, nobody is coming to save us. We got to save ourselves. So that means that we got to start back critically thinking, and we got to start back, you know, doing the things that got us where we at right now. And that's you know, doing the right thing, man. Listen, brother, we got to start letting these youngsters know, man, it's cool to do the right thing, man. It's cool to go to school. It's cool to, you know, be a janitor. It's cool to be a bus driver. You understand what I'm saying, bro? Everybody can't be rappers, actors, and models and stuff like that, bro. You know what I'm saying? If I see another rapper, man, I'm going to be sick to my stomach. I need to see more scientists, more astronauts, more, you know what I'm saying, local brothers that just making it, man. You know what I'm saying? Plumbers. The things that made us who we are, man. We got to get back to that, and we got to start letting these youngsters know it's cool. It's cool. We got to let them know that in time, everything going to be all right. But that's what we got to have, time. If time is on your side, you can do anything. But if you fight in time, you can't do nothing.
That's so
we got to let these kids know, man. I'm tired of seeing PNB and, you know, XXXTentacion, Nipsey Hussle. I'm tired of seeing all these murders, you know, senseless murders to these people that could have changed the world, man. All these brothers that I just named, imagine the ideas that they had, man. Imagine, you know, the would've, could've, should've that might have happened if they lived, brother. This is why they say the richest place on earth is the graveyard. Because so many brothers died with dreams that was never fulfilled.
Crazy.
Hey, man. I love you, my brother. Anytime and every time you give me an opportunity to speak on your platform, brother, man, I love you for that, man, because you don't have to give me this opportunity, but you give it to me, and not just me, but you give it to anybody that want to express themselves. So anybody that's in this listening vicinity, if you got something on your mind, you got something on your heart, call in, man. Call in and talk to Mike. Talk to the world. Get it out. Because you never know. What might be hurting you may be therapeutic to somebody else. So let it be known, man. We got to start helping each other through the storm, man.
That's right. Give everybody your contacts and all that shit, King.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Anybody that don't know me, my name is Casino Roulette. That's CA$INOROULETTE. You can reach me on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. You know what I mean? Like at Casino Roulette. CASINOROULETTE. And look, I need y'all to do me a favor if y'all can. Find me on social media and find the link. I'm nominated right now for the Best Male Hip Hop Artist of the Year for the North Carolina and South Carolina State. So we're doing good on the voting. We could be doing better. You know what I mean? Like, because I want to take this trophy home. So if y'all can and y'all will, please vote for me. Casino Roulette, CASINOROULETTE at the Queen City Music Awards. The awards go down October the 8th. Final voting is September the 24th. So we got 8 more days. I need anybody and everybody that can vote for me, please do vote for me. You know what I'm talking about?
Send me the link to, text me the link and all that, man. You heard?
Absolutely, my brother. I would definitely text it to you, man. Thank you once again, brother. I love you, man. Anytime you need me, every time you need me, I'm just a phone call away, homie.
You already know, King. Love you too, man. Stay up. Peace.
Deuces.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I believe in doing what you got to do. You know, I believe in when you do good, when you least suspect it, all the things that you have done from the kindness of your heart, I will reap the benefits. So I understand when you do good, you get good. When you put the energy out there, it will come back. So that's why I'm glad I am the way I am at the end of the day, building these certain relationships and stuff like that. So, you know, so salute to that. Salute to the homie, man. Make sure y'all vote. Make sure my boy bring the trophy home. You know what I'm saying? So salute to my boy, Casino Roulette. Now, Shorty, what's your name, love? Valerie, what's up, love? The video that you sent, I played that. Oh, thank you, Valerie. Appreciate you, love. That video, I was actually, I did play that the other day. Matter of fact, I need to click on it. Is that the full length of the video? Let me see something. All right, that is on mute. Is it the full? It looks pretty full. Hold on. Before I play it.
Tell them to pull up, man.
If I come into their neighbor.
All right, he's doing commentary on it, so I think it's that it's the Yeah, I play that on here, and I appreciate you, love. Yeah. So I'm gonna play it again. Okay, love. But I appreciate you. Trust me, so I appreciate it. Let me play it. All right. Okay. This is it.
Bro, you fried something, bro? She's going to smoke some coke still with my name and shit, bro. You good, bro?
Yeah, I came to check up on you.
You want to be my man so bad, but you're not gang, bro.
We'll never be tight, man. What I'm saying. When I pulled up to knock the sound, you wasn't on shit.
Yeah, that's my bed. I only came on here just to bid off you, bro. Just to be my bed. What's up, man?
When I came to knock the sound, you wasn't on shit.
You came to where?
Krishan Studio, nigga.
Who the fuck? Are you talking about Hitmaker shit?
Oh, you talking about Hitmaker shit?
He said Makai Bells. Bitch, you don't even know what you're talking about. You don't even know the right name. You're saying some dumb shit. And when you came here, what? What about it? Fuck, I was it?
That's good. That's what you niggas want to know. Nigga, when I pulled up, nigga, you was quiet for like 4 days, nigga.
These niggas still talking shit. Hey, bro. Hey, y'all, y'all see this goofy-ass nigga, bro? Get this man all the clout he want. All y'all on my live right there. Get this man some clout, bro.
He just reaching.
He want to be big can be so bad, you hear me?
Man, I'll take your shit off your neck. Real talk.
Yo, I'm bad over this nigga, you hear me?
Where you at?
I'm at A, man. Get with me. Get low. Why you trying to put the glasses on? You really trying to be me, bro?
You did.
Look at this nigga, man. This nigga is the big.
You's a cousin.
You my son for real, bro. You like 40.
40, nigga. I'm your age, nigga.
Are they back?
Alright,
now
you
in
LA?
No, I'm in Atlanta, bro. Hey, y'all see this?
It's
over,
bro.
Hey, Atlanta. Breaking
that shit.
There's some people back in the city that need to get out on you, though. Tell them to pull up, man. Where you at? In Atlanta.
Where?
Fuck, nigga, just tell them to come to the A, nigga. Nigga, Minnesota in Atlanta, fool.
Oh, I ain't know that.
We're
going
to
call
you back.
Stupid?
We don't got
time
for that next
interview. Oh, wait, I'm going to hit you on the one-on-one, so I'm going to pull up real quick. I'm not going to do shit,
man. All
right, bro. This is the best. You hear me?
Best. I'm going to make you eat that.
Oh, man. So, just that alone. Yeah, you know the boys seen that. And in no way, shape, or form that I'm a scene with and that this dude on the screen had anything to do with it. So let me just put that out now. That is not what I'm saying or even projecting. I know it's the mentality of our people, but there's proof that he had some kind of arrogance to it, to him on how serious the situation is, and he chose to use pride instead of smarts. It's not about being pussy. It's not about being a punk. It's about being smart. You understand? At the end of the day, we have it misconstrued that we will literally equate pussy, equate being a punk and smart in the same sentence. No. It's called being smart. It's not about being scared. It's not about being a pussy. It's not about being a punk. It's about being smart, how to move correctly. So even my boy Casino Roulette just said about Roddy Rich is like, yo, why are you pulling up over there by yourself like that? Do you know where you at? Just being oblivious. Not understanding the surroundings and how serious and dangerous it is. Of course, we come from how dangerous it is in our own area. Shout out to Philly, rest in peace to Philly. Niggas is popping off every fucking day. Niggas getting body every day in Philly. Understood. Other places are different. Just like out here in Brooklyn. When you think it's sweet, you will get body. Just by walking down the street in the wrong neighborhood, going to see the wrong chick, going to the wrong building. Niggas will wait for you by the elevator. Soon you come out the crib, nigga, pop your top and leave you right there, bro. Serious everywhere. Everywhere is serious. Not just in L.A. Everybody just on their different time how they move. And out there, he should have just known going to South Central, going to that Roscoe's, you should have known better. And what else, what's the name said? He said he got pressed before and went back looking for the nigga who pressed him. That's pride. Nigga, that is the angel. That is God showing you. Like, this is the warning. This is the last warning that I'm showing you. You made it out. You made it home safe from this incident. You're going to go back and press your luck. So since you went back look for him, you can't find him or whatever, you made it back home safe. Now the ego has really kicked in full gear. And you put your pride instead of your smartness. You should have put your child in front of your pride. Now look, God definitely gives you warnings, man. You just have to know that's what it is. You just have to pay attention. Just have to, you just, it's there. You just have to understand what that is. It's not like God's going to say, hold on, I am showing you. This is the warning that I'm showing you. It don't work like that. He shows it to you without telling you. You just have to be mindful, motherfucker. When you have that feeling where, damn, yeah, I'm glad I made a home. Something could have happened. That's the warning signs. That's your intuition talking to you. That's your inner God in you speaking to you, nigga. I'm not going to sit up here and start preaching to y'all, motherfuckers. Anywho, this is going to be in my conclusion. Crazy. I'm not even going to talk about this dude yet, maybe tomorrow. I might get the Gulf machine. I don't know. God forgive me for that one right there. Who's in Virginia? This is a dope story. Mary was sold to a man named Robert Lumpkin at the age of around 13 and was forced to bear children for him and help him run a slave jail in Richmond, Virginia. It was known as the, yeah, yo, Mega, have you heard of this school? It was known as the Lumpkins Jail. With a blood clot, I mean, you will. Slave jails were sites of confinement and torture for enslaved men, women, and children who tried to escape from slavery to free states or were awaiting to be sold. Mary managed to educate her children and find a path to freedom, moving them and herself to the free state of Pennsylvania with Robert's blessing prior to the Civil War. Mary had bargained for her children's freedom. She reportedly told Robert that he could treat her however he wanted as long as their kids remained free. See how she put the children in front? Her pride, she's willing to be treated like cattle. The sacrifice. Put her in them hard way just for her children to be free. The stuff that black African Americans have went through and they wonder why. Just like Akon said, we still worrying about slavery. Only if you knew, bro. When Robert died in 1866, Mary and her children were living in Philadelphia, where they moved when the Civil War broke out to avoid being captured and sold into slavery. Robert had left the jail to Mary in a will, so she inherited, though she didn't want anything to do with it. With the help of a white Baptist missionary, she turned the place into a school, Virginia Union University. Black students began receiving education at the Richmond Theological School for Freedmen, eventually becoming Virginia Union University. University HBCU, Virginia Union University, VVUU, is still in existence today. You can read more about this on Yellow Wife, a novel based on Mary Lumpkin. Do anybody know about that school? We're gonna check. You know that school, son? You heard of that school? Never heard of it? Okay. All right.
Before we move.
He's trying to plead of insanity and stuff like that. No, bitch, don't. That ain't gonna work in the courtroom. She was arrested for human trafficking and pretended to be possessed by a demon. That ain't gonna work in court, ma'am. Yo, you know this crazy thing right here, y'all? Check this out. Do y'all remember that volcano? Remember the girl that's supposed to have fell and slipped in a volcano? That was a lie because I don't know how they did it, but this looked like the same video where the girl slipped and fell into the volcano. I don't care about this. That's not our reality or our everyday life at the moment. But whatever was going on, hope everything worked out. But I don't. That's not my business. But this. Do anybody remember this? And went right into the volcano. Yo, that's crazy how they can manipulate the goddamn screen, man. That's crazy. I hope somebody remember that. That is the same girl. Check it out. And look. Check it out. Both killed in the racial violence in Birmingham, Alabama area on September 15th, which was yesterday, in 1963. That was literally like 41 years ago. No, 41 goddamn years ago. That was a long time ago. That was a long time ago. I said 40 years ago. I'm fucking crazy right now. That was 60-something years ago, family. Yeah. 61? 51? One of them motherfuckers? Oh, yeah, 53, 54, one of them. It was a long time ago, goddammit. I'm almost there now. I said 40. I was way off. But at least 50 and 60, I'll tell you that shit right now. The day of the bombing killed four girls at 16th Street Baptist Church in Birmingham. Robinson, 16, was killed by a police officer's shotgun. 16 years old. Him. Police officer's shotgun in North Birmingham that afternoon, an hour or so later, where 13 was gunned down by a white teenager on a road in Jefferson County. Look at that. This kid is like a little kid that I may know. That's the stuff that we went through, okay? Yeah, so Let me end with this.
Yo, let me tell you something just in case you forgot or in case you not even thinking about it. Ain't nobody coming to save you. Nobody's coming to rescue you. Nobody's coming to swoop down and just make your life easier just because. Nobody's going to say the magic word to make your life more magical. Nobody has the answer for you. Nobody's just going to come around and just make your journey safer. Nah, nobody. Whatever bumps and bruises in life that you got to go through, you got to go through it, because anything that you want, anything that's out there for you, you got to get it yourself. You got to get up. Nobody's coming to wake you up and motivate you. Nobody's going to tell you what you need to do. You got to do it yourself. Best believe. And the greatest part of that is this. Not expecting nobody to do nothing for you, because guess what? Don't nobody owe you nothing. Expect nothing. Gain the world. Let's get it.
Hey, man. That's the best advice of the day. Everybody, you have a great, yes, 51. I was 57 years ago, 59. Well, we all was guessing. Anyway, that's motivation for the day. Thank you. God bless everybody. Thank y'all for tuning in. Thanks for showing some love and all that. Y'all be good. I might come back tonight. I'm not sure. But if anything, everybody have a blessed night. Y'all take care. Stay safe. Peace. Oh, wait a minute. How can I do this? Hold on. It's called Queen City Awards. For my boy Casino Roulette, go to Queen City Awards and go to nominations. Let me see, right? Nominations. Nomination process. Let me see. Voting for honorees. Let me see. Oh, new artist of the year. Yeah, yeah. Go to voting and go to rap artist of the year. Let me see what names they have in here. Which one? Yeah, yeah, yeah. There, go right there. Go to Rap Artist of the Year, male, and click on Casino Roulette. I'm going to do that now. You got to put your email in, and it's due to September 24th. All right, so let me submit my shit right now. Make sure I select the right name out this motherfucker, though. All right. So I did mine. So go to Queen City Awards and go to voting and go to male artists, hip hop artists of the year, male in parentheses, and go to Casino Roulette and submit the voting. All right. I just did mine. All right, y'all. I'm out. Peace. I'm gonna send you $20.
She was really out feeling good, like she